From the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel at Morehouse College in Atlanta, I'm Fred Child with a special edition of NPR's Performance Today, a King celebration. Every year at this time, we from National Public Radio come down to Georgia and join hands with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, the Morehouse and Spelman College Glee Clubs, and the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. All of us remember the struggles and celebrate the achievements of Dr. King, whose words and works stirred a social revolution. Dr. King believed that change was possible through the power of education and action, nonviolent action. A mythical young woman named Treemonisha shared those beliefs. Treemonisha is the central character in an opera by Scott Joplin. The King of Ragtime devoted the last years of his life to an opera about the brave new emancipated world. In the opera, Treemonisha, a young woman becomes the leader of a group of freed slaves in the Deep South by helping them conquer ignorance and superstition. Scott Joplin had no success finding backers for Treemonisha. It wasn't performed during his lifetime. In fact, it wasn't until nearly 60 years later, 1972, that it was resurrected by these very folks here with us today, the Atlanta Symphony and Morehouse College. Spelman College faculty member Laura English Robinson sang in that production in 1972, and she joins us right now. Mrs. Robinson. Now, Scott Joplin's opera had existed on paper for quite a while, but you were part of bringing it to life for the first time. Now, there's always a real thrill with performance, but there must have been a special thrill bringing Scott Joplin's opera to life for the first time.
Well, I think it was because there was so much happening in preparation for that particular performance. I had just returned to Atlanta from graduate school, and this was one of the first major performances which I had an opportunity to participate in. I was in a cast of wonderful people whom I had read about, heard about, and knew that their careers were often in going in quite successful ways, such as Seth MacCoy and Simon Estes and Alpha Floyd Branner, who sang the role of Treemonisha. She was a Spelman graduate, so it was wonderful to sing with another Spelman graduate. So that was an awful lot going on, and I was just like a sponge taking it all in and thinking, this is the greatest thing that could possibly happen to a young person or to anyone. And then seeing the audience being so thrilled to be a part of the performance by being there that evening.
We know Scott Joplin as a writer of rags. We know the Maple Leaf Rag and the Entertainer. Do you hear echoes of ragtime in the opera in Treemonisha?
I know you do. In this section that we are about to do is the finale, which is called The Real Slow Drag. It begins rather simply with a simple melody, which Treemonisha starts to sing, and she is actually teaching this dance to the chorus or to the members of the community. Of course, then she and Lucy, her best friend, they start to sing it together, and they are sort of demonstrating to the community how the dance goes. And then you hear the orchestra and the chorus starts to gain confidence, and there's more sound, and there's more excitement. We hear the excitement build and build and build, and this happens at the end of the opera, but rightfully so, because it's such a fantastic moment.
Laura English Robinson,